Proverbs chapter 25. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out something. So God has concealed certain things, but it is our honor to try to find them out. And that means that we are like kings, because we will be king priests and reign on the earth. So one will be given 10 cities, 5 cities, 2 cities. We're going to be the kings of the world. And it's now our honor to search these things out. So that's why not everything in the Bible is just simple and straightforward. That's why it's quite a big book. And it's full of poetry, history, all sorts of things, prophecy. And to put it all together is not so easy. You can understand the basic gospel, but to actually find out all the deep things of God, you will never do. Take away the dross from the silver, and there will come out a very nice vessel. Now, raw metals, like precious metals like silver and gold, are really just dirty lumps when they're first found. And it's only by putting them into the fire that all the dirt sort of comes out of them, and they come out from the fire pure and then shiny. And so that's how we are. And the fire is the fire of trial and difficulty. And we're just rough lumps cut out of the earth, but God wants us to be vessels in his house forever. So that's why, as Paul says, through much tribulation we must enter the kingdom. Don't put yourself forth in the presence of the king, and don't stand in the place of great ones. In other words, don't be advertising and promoting yourself in the eyes of those whom you think are going to be impressed with you and who are stronger than you. And this reminds me of the parable that Jesus told about the places at the supper, where he says that people came into the supper, some people took the highest place. And when Jesus comes back, he's going to say to them, hey, you, go down to the lower place. And he'll say to those who came in and thought, no, who am I to be here? I'm nobody. And took the lowest place. He'll say, hey, you, go up higher. And so that's really how it is. And he must have got his idea, I think, from this verse here. Yes, they would have had wooden chairs, yeah, or they would have all sat maybe on a bench. But no, they probably would have all had seats. And so in those days, when you're invited to a party or to a feast, it was really important where you sat around the table. And so we should have that true humility that says, no, I'll just take the smallest place. So it's better to be said to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower, in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. Now that is definitely alluded to by Jesus in his parable. He'd read these words we're reading, and he thought, this is all going to come true when I come back. And so he told a parable about this. So don't put yourself forth. Don't be proud. Don't have such a great opinion of your rights and your place and all that. But let's recognize that none of us should be sitting at the Lord's table at all. It's all by grace. Don't quickly go forth to fight, because you won't know what to do in the end when your neighbor has put you to shame. Don't strive, don't argue, don't fight. And don't do it quickly, even if there are times when you do have to enter into contention. Do it slowly. Not, oh, well, I feel like this. Oh, bang, bang, bang. This is not the way to go. Discuss your issue with your neighbour himself, and don't reveal a secret to another, lest the one who hears it puts you to shame. So this again is what Jesus says, that if you have an issue with a brother, go and talk to him yourself alone. And how many times have we all failed in this, and how many times have we seen other people failing in this? That if we have an issue about someone's behaviour, we are to talk to them directly. And we all fail in this, it seems, as individuals and certainly as churches. A word nicely spoken is like gold apples that are framed in silver picture frames, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold. So is a wise word in an obedient ear. So then, if you can get your words right, this is a huge blessing, and it's also a beautiful thing. And this is one of the great callings, really, of the Christian life, to speak rightly, to control our tongue, because that really can only be done by controlling the mind, by having the Holy Spirit in our mind, in our spirit, because our words reflect how we think. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, just imagine the snowflakes coming down in the hot summer, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him, because he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoever boasts himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. So when the clouds and the wind come, you expect rain, but there isn't any. And that's like the person who boasts themselves falsely. In other words, they're trying to impress others. They're trying to put themselves forward. Withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he get tired of you and end up hating you. So don't be around your neighbor too much. Have you found honey? Eat as much as is good for you, lest you are filled up with it and you vomit it out. So again, the idea is that too much of a good thing ends up not being a good thing. Again, it is a call to self-control. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot that's out of joint. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a sword and a sharp arrow. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he's thirsty, give him water to drink. You will heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord will reward you. So God, at the last day, is going to remember all these different things. How we responded to nastiness, how other people responded, and there will be judgment. There's going to be a direct result of how we've lived today in the last day, and that involves how we respond to our enemy. And we do have enemies, but we have them so that they can test us, so that by our gracious response, God will be able to give us a gracious response in the kingdom. It's better to live in the corner of the housetop than with an argumentative woman in a wide house. As cold waters to a thirsty person, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is like a troubled fountain and a corrupt well. It's not good to eat much honey. So for men to search their own glory is not glory. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. So again, the message here is about self-control. It's about controlling your spirit, controlling your mind, and not eating too much honey. In other words, self-control. So this really is what it's about, to be a person of God. It's what it is to be a Christian. It's who you are when no one's looking. It's who you are in your heart, in your mind, that nobody else can see apart from God.